The gubernatorial primary in Maryland is still 7 months away, but we're hearing a lot from the three committed Democratic hopefuls. And some of it is already controversial, like the latest proposal from the Anthony Brown-Ken Ullman camp. It's calling for a positive campaign pledge. Joining us to explain it is Howard County Executive Ken Ullman, part of the Brown-Ullman ticket. Mr. County Executive, this pledge is actually a response from a proposal from a rival candidate, right?
It is. I mean, the Attorney General put forth some ideas that we've taken very seriously about, you know, how to create a really positive framework for a discussion with the citizens of Maryland. I think what the voters, especially the voters that had to go through the nasty campaign in Virginia that just ended, are really sick and tired of is the attack ads and the negativity. And so we thought we would put forward a pledge to engage in a positive campaign, especially when we were just advised by the Maryland Board of Elections that the pledge that the Attorney General proposed would violate Maryland election law.
What does your pledge ask of the three Democratic primary contenders?
Our pledge asks that all three primary contenders agree not to use the opponent's name in any ads. Therefore, it would be a positive discussion about each candidate's ideas for building on the successes of our state.
Now, just today, the Gansler campaign called your pledge a political ploy to avoid standing up to special interests and outside groups. Is it?
Well, you know, I think it's disappointing to hear that kind of a tone. And frankly, that's really the reason why we thought it made sense to engage in a positive campaign pledge, because clearly what we've seen out of the Attorney General's campaign, what we saw yesterday, was clearly an attempt to engage in negative campaigning 7 months, as you said, from an election. And again, we think the citizens of Maryland are really owed a positive discussion about each candidate's ideas and proposals to improve our great state.
Mr. County Executive, the Gansler campaign has noted that the Brown campaign has a full-time tracker to follow Doug Gansler wherever he goes to capture what they're calling the gotcha moments and then peddle them to the media. And they say they're not going to sign something that has already been violated by the Brown campaign months ago. Is this true?
Yeah, the pledge, let me say a couple things. The pledge is very clear. What it says is that each campaign would agree not to include their opponent's name in any media that is paid for by the campaign, that's produced, that's on their website, that's on TV, on radio. We're a little, I guess, mystified by the defensive nature of the Attorney General in, you know, not wanting the citizens of Maryland to know what he's saying at public events. We're not really sure, why he's so frustrated by that, why he's trying to hide what he says to some groups from other groups. We think a really good, transparent discussion of the issues facing our state in a positive way is what the citizens of Maryland deserve.
Well, it doesn't appear that the pledge will be signed by the Gansler campaign. Is your campaign prepared to sign the Gansler pledge to discourage independent entities like unions from spending money on media ads?
You know, again, I think we were very surprised to see the Attorney General of Maryland put forward a pledge that we've been told, that he's been told, violates Maryland election law. So, you know, look, we're going to have, we put out our pledge. Disappointed that it sounds already that the Attorney General is going to engage in a negative, destructive campaign. We think the citizens of Maryland deserve more than that. And I think it's sort of sad for the citizens of Maryland, but we will continue with our positive campaign.
Well, quite frankly, I'm sure it's fair to say that Marylanders find most disheartening about political campaigns is the endless stream of negative attack ads that we spoke of earlier, no matter who they come from. But if the candidates can't attack each other, what will they include in their campaign ads?
Our campaign is engaging, has been engaging, will continue to engage in a very positive discussion about our agenda, our ideas, to how to make the great state of Maryland even better for more Marylanders. And And, you know, I think, again, it's the negative ads that that really do frustrate the voters and turn off voters. We've been rolling out our ideas for a competitive business climate in Maryland, for voluntary pre-K, to eliminate domestic violence in our state and our path to zero. So we'll continue in that vein. Again, very disappointed that the Attorney General thinks it's a better course to have an endless engagement of attack ads.
All right, Mr. County Executive, thank you for discussing this with us today.
Hey, thank you very much for having me.